Abortion has found its way once again into presidential politics. This comes after recent undercover recordings reveal Planned Parenthood discussing the use of fetal tissue and some groups accusing the organization of selling body parts for profit. WUSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida for a look at Florida's two presidential candidates and their statements over the years about abortion.
The political fallout from the video showing officials from Planned Parenthood selling fetal tissue has landed on the presidential aspirants from Florida. During the recent presidential debate, Jeb Bush said during his term as governor, he'd created a culture of life in our state.
Here's my record. As governor of the state of Florida, I defunded Planned Parenthood. I created a culture of life in our state. We were the only state to appropriate money for crisis pregnancy centers. We expanded dramatically the number of adoptions out of our foster care system.
Well, to take on that claim, we're talking with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hello, Steve.
So, Josh, was Jeb really ahead of the curve in taking on the family planning group?
Well, in this case, we rated that true, actually. And this goes back to 2001. And Jeb, as we've discussed before, Steve, was very fond of his line item veto power. And in 2001, he actually did veto about $302,000 worth of state funding to Planned Parenthood affiliates in Florida. Now, in this case, that $302,000, it never came back. The state never put it back in the budget. And Planned Parenthood did tell us that, no, they have not gotten state funding since then. So you can say he defunded it. But it's important to note that that money was not for abortions. It was actually going toward uninsured people who needed health services.
So, Josh, this sounds like it was kind of a distant echo of the debate we're hearing right now about the group, right?
That's right. It's important to note that this money was not for abortions, however. Just as with the national debate here, that federal money can't be used for abortions as dictated in the Hyde Amendment. But in this case, back in 2001, that money was actually going to treat patients who had no health insurance or access to Medicaid. It was used to pay for pap smears and sexually transmitted disease screening and treatment and other health services. It wasn't being used for abortions.
All right, Josh, let's move on to the other half of Florida's dynamic presidential duo. Senator Marco Rubio said during the presidential debate, he told Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly that he's never advocated for abortion except for rape or incest.
You don't favor a rape and an incest exception.
I have never said that, and I have never advocated that. What I have advocated is that we pass a law in this country that says all human life at every stage of its development is worthy of protection. In fact, I think that law already exists. It's called the Constitution of the United States.
Ellie got some applause on that line. So, Josh, what's PolitiFact's ruling on this one?
We actually rated this one mostly false, and that is because Rubio was a co-sponsor on a 2013 bill that was sponsored by Lindsey Graham, and he was a co-sponsor, interestingly, along with Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and a bunch of others, that actually did contain an exception for abortion in the case of rape and incest. Now, this bill would have banned abortion at 20 weeks, and that's kind of a flashpoint of discussion. And in 2013, that bill didn't go anywhere. It didn't make it out of committee, but it has been reintroduced in 2015 with very similar wording. That's not to say that Rubio explicitly advocates these exceptions, however. And when he was in the state legislature in 2000, there was a bill that passed that actually banned abortions past 20 weeks that did not contain an exception for rape and incest, although it did provide to protect the life of the mother. So we called it mostly false.
Josh, I bet PolitiFact Florida can't wait for the next debate, can you?
Boy, we sure pop the popcorn and get ready for those. That's our Super Bowl.
Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton have recently spoke out about the achievement gap and lagging graduation rates for black students in public schools. Check out their claims with PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org.